If you do a really good job taking care of patients, then you're going to come out on top financially with a bundled payment. And if you can't figure out how to take care of your patients really well, then you're going to struggle financially. You know, a great idea of a bundled payment is, you know, back to surgery. So a surgeon gets X number of dollars for doing a surgery. That means they get X number of dollars, maybe let's just say $10,000. Surgeon gets $10,000 for performing a particular surgery. That means from the time they enter the operating room and however many times they have to come back and see you in the hospital until you're discharged, and then maybe they see you a couple more times in the office until your surgical event is considered done. So, you know, depending on the surgeon, they have to look at it as time and value and money. So if they can perform the surgery very, very well, avoid infection, avoid complication, they're probably not going to need to see you a whole lot. But if they don't do those things, they might have to see you over and over and over again. Maybe you develop an infection. Maybe you are experiencing more pain than necessary. They're going to have to see you more and more and more and more to try to take care of you. So you have to look at it in the fee-for-service world. You're getting paid per event. So if they perform a $10,000 surgery and they see you twice, well, they get $5,000 for each visit. Sounds great. But if they perform a $10,000 surgery and they have to see you 100 times to get you through that, well, now it doesn't sound so great because it's only $100 a visit. Essentially, you're going to be given a price tag based on disease and be told, okay, you need to manage the overall cost of that care. And it's not just going to be what you personally do, but it's going to be, did the patient go to the hospital? What happened at the hospital? Did the patient have testing done? What testing was done? Did the patient see 15 other doctors? Was that all necessary? So, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be on the primary care provider to really look at how sick a person is and educate them on what can be kept inside of the primary care doctor's office, what is truly necessary. And, you know, the big one is preventing major events like hospitalization, surgery, and long-term care.